Hello everyone, this is Jimmy Allen, your host from Orpheus Cyber. Welcome back to episode 21 of Orpheus Talks, your weekly CTO update. This week, I'll be taking you through the following topics. Our key issue, Slack discloses data breach affecting its GitHub code repositories. As for cyber criminals, ransomware groups observed using custom malware payloads. The Polish Computer Emergency Response Team announces increase in pro-Russian campaigns against Poland. And the Killnet founder Killmilk conducts data theft against 150 million individuals. Kicking off with our key issue, on the 31st of December of 2022, the instant messaging platform Slack announced a security issue had resulted in unauthorized access to a subset of its code repositories. The incident, which occurred on the 29th of December, saw the theft of a limited number of Slack employee tokens that were used to gain access to its GitHub repository. An investigation found that the threat actor downloaded private code repositories on the 27th of December. However, a company security update stressed that no customer data was affected by the breach. The tokens have since been invalidated, and an investigation is underway to assess the potential impact on Slack's customers. Despite Slack's transparency, researchers claim that a HTML feature was used to exclude their security update from search engines. The meta tag containing the attribute was also placed at the bottom of the page's HTML code, in contrast to standard practice that sees meta tags placed at the top of the page. It is highly likely that these techniques were employed to limit coverage of the page and the incident. We have previously reported on the LastPass and GoTo data breaches, whereby the companies were criticized on social media for employing the same method to limit security updates pertaining to the incident. We assess that the lack of transparency surrounding the disclosure of data breaches will undermine consumer confidence and affect customers that may not realize their data has been publicly exposed. We encourage companies to be fully transparent and avoid exacerbating any reputational damage by limiting access to data breach disclosures. Our cyber criminal reporting this week focused on customized ransomware payloads, which are assessed to be sold by developers as a locker as a service offering. A recent campaign suggested that the Vice Society ransomware group is using their own custom branded ransomware strain, which has been labeled Polyvice. Polyvice has overlaps with the Red Alert ransomware variant in the encryption implementation phase, and the codebase for its Windows payload was also used to build custom branded payloads for other ransomware groups, including Chili and Sunny Day, suggesting that the variants were created by the same developer. Variations between payloads also indicate that these variants are unlikely to be operated by the same ransomware group, suggesting that developers may be selling custom branded payloads. If so, this would demonstrate the continuation of specialization and outsourcing in the ransomware landscape. In our nation state reporting, we covered Poland's announcement that it is increasingly at risk from Russian disruptive cyber operations. Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, Russia-connected operators have deployed ransomware, targeted Polish entities with distributed denial-of-service attacks, and spread disinformation to cause disruption and undermine support for NATO. In December 2022, Poland's Computer Emergency Response Team increased security alert levels related to readiness for cyber terrorist operations and warned entities in strategic sectors such as energy and defense of the potential risks to their operations posed by Russian threat actors at various levels of sophistication. The Polish case serves to highlight the need for vigilance among entities in any country considered hostile by Russia, as malicious Russian activity is highly likely to continue in the foreseeable future. And finally, we also reported that the hacktivist Killmilk, the founder of the pro-Russian hacktivist group Killnet, claimed the theft of sensitive data, including financial data, banking credentials and government portal credentials, from 150 million individuals located in Europe and the United States. This latest incident aligns with recent activity of Killnet, such as the group's alleged data exfiltration campaign against the US Federal Bureau of Investigation. This marks a shift in activity among pro-Russian hacktivists away from the low-impact DDoS campaigns towards potentially high-impact network breach activity. As always, if you'd like to stay up to date with cyber threat intelligence incidents, you can subscribe to our weekly newsletter using the link in the description or via our website orpheuscyber.com. Remember to follow us on Spotify and hit the notifications icon to receive an alert where we upload new episodes. Thank you for listening.